You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network. This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Arman Sadeghi.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of my podcast. I am so excited to be here with you today because today I am specifically here to talk to you. Yes, you, the one listening to me. You. Yes. The one who is a personal development junkie. Are you a personal development junkie? Let me ask you some questions. How many books have you read in the last year? How many podcasts have you listened to? How many seminars have you gone to? If you have been going to seminar after seminar, listening to podcast after podcast, reading book after book after book, first of all, congratulations. You have officially made it into the Personal Development Junkie Awards, and you are officially a personal development junkie. But let me tell you something. This may not necessarily be such a good thing because the bottom line is this. If you are listening to one podcast after another, reading one book after another, and going to one seminar after another, you better be implementing some of these things that you're learning. I see a lot of people who are on what I call the seminar circuit. Are you on the seminar circuit? How many events have you gone to? And when you go to these events, do you leave the event just buying a ticket to the next event? Or do you go to these events and then go back, take the time and effort it takes to make sure that you implement the things that you learn? You see, I'm a big fan of a lot of the speakers out there, and I love going to their seminars, but I literally put myself on a diet when it comes to these seminars. I refuse to go to the next seminar until I have applied all the things that I learned that I felt could take me to the next level from the seminar that I went to previously. Now, I say all. Maybe you're not going to implement every single thing. Of course, the timing isn't going to be right for everything. If you read a book or you listened to a podcast or you went to a seminar about something and you could implement that in your life or in your business and allow it to take your business, your life, your health, whatever it is, to another level, you must implement that thing before you give yourself the gift of going on to the next thing. That's a really important thing because I see so many people. I put on these seminars. They're amazing seminars. And I see so many people show up to my seminars because they're on what I call the seminar circuit. And I call them out in the middle of the event because I love the people on the seminar circuit. I love seeing someone who's on the seminar circuit going to business seminar after business seminar, yet their business is struggling like you wouldn't believe. So my goal becomes, how do I get them to turn their business around this time with this seminar? Or someone who's on the seminar circuit, yet they're still 50 pounds overweight. My focus becomes, how do I become the guy whose seminar they actually start to lose weight at, right? And that's a big goal of mine. But so many people I see are on the seminar circuit and they're personal development junkies and they think that magically, by just putting the information into their heads, their lives are going to turn around. Now, don't get me wrong. If you have a choice between sitting on your butt and doing nothing or watching television, right, doing that kind of stuff, or listening to personal development podcasts, reading books, of course, I would much rather you do the personal development stuff and be a personal development junkie as opposed to a TV junkie, okay, or a junkie of some other kind. But at the same time, if you are one of these personal development junkies and you've got your life coach and your business coach and seminars and books and podcasts and all that stuff, you've got to understand, you better be implementing this stuff. The reality is I'm a personal development junkie and my friends, I'm on the seminar circuit. I go to seminar after seminar after seminar. I read many books. I listen to podcasts. I do all sorts of stuff to attempt to make myself a better businessman, a better speaker, a better father, a better husband, a better everything. I do that all the time. But the reality is this. If I go to an event, I do not give myself the pleasure of being able to sign up for the next event until I follow through with the things I've learned at the last one. And that's what I want you to focus on. If you're listening to this podcast, you may be new to my podcast. And if you are, you've got a lot of amazing content here. So go listen to some of these episodes and see how incredibly life-changing they are. I mean, I talk about things that will literally take your business and your life to levels you never thought possible. These are secrets. These are shortcuts. These are the secrets that if you know today, you're going to be able to get your life to places you never thought possible. At the same time, if you've been listening to a lot of my podcasts and you've listened to all of them up until this point, then what I challenge you to do is start putting these things to use. Start focusing on getting the results from these podcasts, the episodes that you've listened to that you've really liked. And maybe you should even go back and listen to some of them again if you really like them. But I want you to focus on implementing these things, getting action out of them, putting them into action, and making sure that you take your life, your business, whatever it is, to levels that no one else ever thought possible for you. By doing that, that's when you get the real results. That's the beauty of investing in yourself. Because going to school and learning doesn't necessarily make your life any better. What you've got to do is you've got to implement the things that you learn. And when you do that, you're going to see beautiful things happen in your life. So if you've gone to a seminar, I challenge you, I encourage you, go open up the book from that seminar, the notes that you hopefully took, right? Or the book that came along with it, or maybe just sit down with a blank piece of paper and try to write down the biggest things you got out of it, right? And then what I want you to do is I want you to implement those things before you get yourself to that next seminar. And with my seminar coming up not too far from now, I want to make sure that the personal development junkies come to my seminar having implemented the things they learned at the last seminar. So when you show up to mine, you are ready to put things into action. See, I love people and I love helping people take their lives to the next level. But what I don't like to see is I don't like to see myself standing there, whether it's a podcast or it's at an event or whatever it is, if I'm coaching someone one-on-one, I don't like to see myself giving all this valuable information and having someone say, oh my gosh, yes, you're right, Armand. That can change my life. Yes, that would make me a much better husband, a much better wife, a much better father, a much better businessman, a much better manager, whatever it is. They say, yes, it could do all that stuff. But then they walk away and they don't implement any of it. I challenge you today to become the type of person who implements the things that you learn. This podcast is all about that. And for my personal development junkies, I know you guys are trained to sit there through 15-hour seminars and trained to read long books and listen to long podcasts. I just listened to a 2.5-hour long podcast the other day that my wife recommended to me. My goodness, I wish I could have my 2.5 hours of my life back, but I can't. So I'm going to take some of the things I learned in there and apply them in my life to make sure that the 2.5 hours I spent listening are going to be well worth it. So with that in mind, I am going to do one of the shortest podcast episodes I've ever done because I want my personal development junkies and those of you on the seminar circuit who are probably about to jump on the next plane to the next city to go to the next seminar to learn the next thing that you're never going to implement in your life. I want you to go on from here and I want you to go pick out an episode of my podcast or a book that you've recently read or a seminar that you've recently gone to that has had some really good content. I want you to focus today on putting those things into action. Go do that now. And I encourage you to come to my podcast every day ready to learn things and ready to implement the things that you learn in your life. I love you all. I'm so incredibly honored to have you spend these minutes with me. When you join my podcast, you and I are linked in a way that you can't even imagine because I can give you this information that has taken me decades to put together. And it excites me to see you taking your life to the next level. I love you all. And I always want to remind you, lead with your heart. Are we ready? You do have to put on the headphones. You know that, right? Oh my gosh, that's a good idea. If you had your own microphone, then you could like talk to me every once in a while. They could hear you. I'm trying to keep you down. We can get you a microphone if you want. What if I interviewed you? Ooh. Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Siddegui here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.